Hello, thank you for joining us whenever it is that you are listening to this. I wanted to share some ideas about Parshas Balak, the Parsha coming up this Shabbat. Something new that I learned myself this week, so I'm excited to share it with you all. Just to quickly summarize, this week's Parsha, Parshas Balak, of course, describes the events surrounding Melech Balak, when he calls Bilam to try to use his powers to weaken Klal Yisrael, after seeing how Klal Yisrael fought with Sichon, with Og, and how successful they were, Balak became very nervous and called Bilam to help him out with this. One part of the Pesukim that I had never really focused on before discusses the different places. The parsha mentions three areas that Balak brought Bilam, three different areas from where he was able to overlook and see the camp of Klal Yisrael. In each place, they brought karbanos and waited to see what Hashem would tell Bilam to say. Okay, Bilam made it very clear that he can only say what Hashem tells him. Balak was hoping it would be klalos and things that would weaken Klal Yisrael. Rav Hirsch has a fascinating explanation about the different places that Balak and Bilam stood, and then the corresponding brachos, really, the brachos that Bilam gave in those places. So let's go through them together. The first place that Balak brought Bilam was to an area that was known as Bamos Baal. Okay, the heights of Baal. Baal, of course, was one of the main Avodah Zarah powers that the nations in the area served. Baal represents the idea of mastery, of like really what the word Baal means almost, the idea of almost like physical mastery over the world. And there, Balak tells Bilam, look at Klal Yisrael and try to find a weakness that you could exploit through the physical powers. Okay, again, represented by Baal. And there, Bilam starts saying his brachos, really. There he says the famous words of Kimirosh Tsurim Erenu Umigvaos Ashurenu Hein Am Levadad Yishkonu Vagayim Lo Yishashav, and continues Mimana Afar Yaakov Umitzparas Rova Yisrael. And he discusses this idea that they're not really Hein Am Levadad Yishkon. They're very different than the Goyim, than the other nations of the world that focus on their physical strength. Or in the next pasuk, really talking about Mimana Afra Yaakov and Mitzvah Rova Yisrael, talking about their numbers. And Bilam was making it clear to Balak and really clear to us, that's really what this is about, that Klal Yisrael's strength is never in our physical strength, in our physical numbers. It's really our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives us the strength. So in that one place, again, the Baal, representing physical power and mastery over the world, there Bilam really says that doesn't really connect to Klal Yisrael. Like, there's no weakness there because that's not their strength. Okay, so then Balak, who of course is not happy, brings Bilam to another place. And he's continuing into the Pesukim. He brings him to the Sedeit Sofim. He brings him to the state Sofim, the field of the seers, right? Sofes, to look or to see. And here, this was more of a spiritual, not spiritual in the sense of religion, but spiritual in the sense of like almost like magic or mystical spirits, literally like the forces of the spirits, so to speak. Fortune tellers and the astrologers and all these other, like kochot ha-tuma, really, that the nations believed in and worshipped. And there, Balak tells Bilam, See maybe in this area, somewhere through the Koach HaTuma, or somewhere through these kind of spirits, magical, mystical areas, maybe where you could find a way, a weakness to give klalos, chas v'sham, to Klal Yisrael. And there, In these beautiful psukim that continue on, when Bilam gives brachos to Kal Yisrael there, the psukim that follow discuss, we find the pasuk. The psukim say, Lo hibet avin b'yakov, lo ra'a amo b'yisrael, Hashem elokav imo, usuras melech bo. Basically, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see any misuse of power. Lo hibet avin b'yakov. There's no misuse of any kolach ha'tumah here. Usuras melech bo is the idea that Klal Yisrael's power comes from their being mamlech Hashem. That's the idea of being mamlech. When Klal Yisrael's mamlech Hashem, that is their power. Nothing twisted, nothing mystical, nothing magical, nothing kolach ha'tumadik. And even in the later psukim, again with these brachos, it says kilo nachash b'yakov. Right? There's no nachash. There's no omens. There's no superstitions. V'lo kesem b'Yisrael. There's nothing magical. And in this area of Svei Sofim that overlooks the seers, the fortune tellers, those kochos, Bilam is once again saying, there's no power here that I can weaken Klal Yisrael with, because they're above mazalos, they're above all of this. Their power comes completely from Usruas Melech Bo, from being Mamlech Hashem. The last place that Balak takes Bilam to, he takes Bilam, the psukim continue, Rosh HaPe'ar. Rosh HaPe'ar is the area that overlooks the Baal Pe'ar. And of course, the Baal Pe'ar was the Avodah Zarah that was worshipped, that really worshipped the animal side of humanity. Okay, we know that, of course, as humans with the Tzelem Elokim, we are way above that. But since, you know, we see it today, and thousands of years ago, there was a certain worship to the animalistic side of the human being. And that's where he said, well, maybe even if they don't have physical weaknesses or in a way kind of koach hatumah weaknesses, maybe there are some weaknesses here. And at that point, that's when Bilam overlooks Klal Yisrael very, very famously. It says, Vayita Bilam es Aina Vayar es Yisrael Shochein L'Shvatav. He saw the way Klal Yisrael was camping and with the Shechina, with complete Tahara, with purity, with Sibitzniyos, right? And he says the famous Sukkim of Matovu Olecha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. When Bilam overlooked Klal Yisrael, he saw only the Tahara in Klal Yisrael, the Tzniyos in Klal Yisrael, the human dignity that Klal Yisrael respects and was so careful about. We're so careful that our Kedusha comes from, we first discusses this a lot, our Kedusha comes from keeping our focus away from the various, you know, more animal sides of the human and focusing only on the Kedusha and Tahara. And that's the third place that Balak took Bilam to. And at that point, Balak, you know, basically they say, if that's the case, then there's nothing we could do as long as Klal Yisrael is like this. As long as Klal Yisrael is acting this way, they're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're following everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they're acting b'tzniyos and b'tahara and kedusha in their machaneh, then we have no hope. When Bilam leaves, according to the Midrashim, he tells Balak, well, the only hope you have is to try to get them to do averos, then taka, they're vulnerable, then they're weak. And we know, of course, that is a very painful episode that follows, that unfortunately they and others, Haman, did the same thing, right? Haman brought Klal Yisrael to the Mishteh, knowing that's what makes us vulnerable. And that's, of course, the continuation as the parsha continues, with the averos that Bnei Yisrael did with Benos Moav, and then the magefa that comes after that only Pinchas, through his actions and through his tefillah, were able to stop. But I think for that, the beautiful lessons that we learn from this, of course, it's not just Bilam giving these brachos to tell Balak, it's really lessons for us, obviously, for Klal Yisrael, it's in our Torah, it's for us to learn, that it's reminders that it's never our physical strength or numbers that make us stronger or weaker. It's never anything about superstition or mystical or anything like that that makes us, there's no koach hatumah here. It's completely our dzeikos b'Hashem and how much we attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our living lives that through our lives are mamlech Hashem. And we're focused on the kedusha and tahara that Klal Yisrael are meant to have. That's our strength. And as long as we keep to that, we have absolutely no vulnerability at all. We should be zocha to accomplish that very hard task, very hard, but within our grasp. And we should be zocha to see Yeshuos and see that Klal Yisrael Taka is not vulnerable. when we act that way, when we focus on those things, and we should hear and see Yeshuos the Karov. Have a wonderful Shabbat.